The Liberal Party in Victoria has muzzled its candidate in a key marginal seat after he said abortion laws should be rolled back. Labour theoretically holds the new seat of Buninyong by just 1.6%, and the coalition is determined to get it back. But it's a three-cornered contest, and the Nationals candidate has reacted to the comments by refusing to preference her Liberal counterpart. The Premier, Dennis Napthine, is calling it a storm in a teacup, Alison Caldwell reports.
Pre-poll voting has already begun, with the Victorian state election just 11 days away. And now a split has appeared in the Liberal National Coalition between the candidates in the new seat of Buninyong, northwest of Melbourne. A difference of opinion over abortion laws emerged last Friday at a forum organised by the Australian Christian Lobby in Ballarat. The Liberal candidate, Ben Taylor, had this to say.
I think in Victoria we've got say from abortion laws, we've probably gone to a little bit too far when you start talking about post 20-week abortions through to birth, and that late term of abortion is quite, when you hear statistics and see what it is, it's pretty horrific than what can happen. And I look at a moral issue when you look at in a room in Ballarat, you're saving a baby's life that's premature, and then another room in Ballarat, you're terminating that life. I think that's very questionable.
The seat is held by Labor's Jeff Howard with a margin of just 1.6%. He supports Victoria's abortion laws as they are and was heckled for saying so.
I would want to see that mothers are always given the best support they can be if they find that they are pregnant.
What about the child?
Yesterday, Sonia Smith announced she'd be running an open ticket, leaving the preferences up to voters. Speaking to ABC Local Radio's Prue Bentley in Ballarat this morning, the Liberals' Ben Taylor was asked to clarify his views on abortion.
My concern is around close to birth, from actually 20 weeks to birth. It's late-term abortion is the concern.
Did you have any idea that you had such a different perspective on abortion views?
No, I didn't. For me, I'm not worried about what this has effect on this campaign. For me, it's about being in front of as many people as I can.
The Nationals' Sonia Smith maintains she won't be preferencing her coalition partner, the Liberals' Ben Taylor, at next week's election.
I encourage people to vote for me. I also encourage people to preference who you would like to preference. I think that's really important. On issues such as this, and there are other issues, rights of same-sex couples or the climate, these are issues that are really important. And it's critical that people know the views of the candidates. You may start to see now other candidates whose views aren't in step with the coalition start to drop off a little bit and to... You probably won't hear too much from them now.
We won't hear too much from Ben Taylor.
Well, it's a pity because people have a right to know.
And the Nationals, I mean, as I understand it, the National State President, the National State Director are the ones who decide where preferences go.
The reality is all politics is local. So I have a volunteer campaign. I have around 105 volunteers who will be helping me staff the booths on election day. So these people are part of a grassroots community campaign that I've been running full-time since the 19th of January. These are not paid members.
Are you concerned a bit that the party maybe hasn't learnt from what happened in Indi, hasn't learnt from what's happened at Frankston with the maverick Jeff Shaw?
I am. For me, I've been running a grassroots campaign.
Speaking in Ballarat this morning, Premier Dennis Napthine denied the abortion issue is causing problems between the two parties.
There is no underlying tension. I think it's a bit of a storm in a teacup. The National Party will be preferencing the Liberal Party, and the Liberal Party will be preferencing the National Party in all three-cornered contests.
The Liberal Party has spent a huge amount of time and money on the seat, hoping to counteract possible losses in Melbourne. It's understood Ben Taylor has been advised not to do any more interviews.
Alison Caldwell.